At the alehouse, he bought 2 flasks of the whisky which Angus had delivered that morning, and he set out on the long march towards Kinlochmore, where he was to meet again with McCanny. When he stopped to rest at the mountain stream near Blarmafulchuch, the first flask of whisky was already inside him, and the injustices of the day were beginning to mount up in his imagination. The gangly youth's red hair seemed familiar. Even in the half-darkness, he could see the look of determination on the face. The sight of this bright-eyed, brass-necked lad, who had boldly stood between him and the old woman, was the final straw. "A dirty little revel, I'd say," he sneered, and before Hamish realised what was happening, a musket butt crashed into his shoulder. Caught off balance, he fell sprawling to the ground. A hefty boot swung towards his ribs. Hamish rolled over to avoid it, but took the blow on his side. He swallowed hard to stop the vomit rising. He tried to scramble away, but he couldn't make his limbs act quickly enough. His belt snapped, and his plaid got tangled around him. "Not so cocky now, eh?" Dickens mocked. He had the youth at his mercy and stepped on the loose fabric to hold his prey. He brought back his foot to deliver another vicious kick, and for a moment Hamish hesitated in thrall. Fortunately, his instinct urged him to a great effort, and he rolled again away from his attacker towards the steeper edge of the track and then over the side, dragging his clothing with him. It was the bully's turn to be off balance. Drunkenly, he fell with a thud onto the loose end of the plaid and was carried over the edge. Youth, man and plaid rolled down the rocky scree. At the bottom, where the slope met level ground, Hamish came to a halt. He was winded and, apart from his brogues, naked. He felt as if he'd been skinned alive. The pain from the kicking was spreading over his whole body, and he gasped desperately to try and catch his breath. A moment later, Dickens came to rest several feet away. He was unhurt, but the fall only provoked his temper further. "You little bastard," he growled, and then, when he saw that Hamish wasn't moving, rose to his feet and smiled in anticipation. "I have you now, boy, I'd say." Then with sarcasm he added, "You and your granny." The soldier wasn't a tall man, but from where Hamish lay sprawled, he was a giant. There was no getting away now. He tried to scramble backwards using his feet, but his breathing was only just beginning to come right again, and his damaged ankle wouldn't respond. Grinning, Dickens towered over him and was set for the kill, but he wasn't prepared for the determined kick Hamish landed on his knee with his good leg. It was a mighty blow, and down the man went, landing with a wallop on his backside, sprawled beside the exhausted youth. His dignity rather than his person was injured, and now there was murder in his eye. He reached over with one great ham fist and grasped Hamish's neck. "You're a dead rebel now, I'd say." The words were spoken with slow resolve into the face of his victim. Hamish could smell the stale stench of whisky as each word was rasped out. Then those sneering lips abruptly went slack when Hamish smashed a rock squarely into the side of his head. Without taking his eyes off the face in front of him, Hamish hit him again as hard as he possibly could, drawing on all the resources of strength his desperation afforded him. Finally, Dickens slumped back heavily onto the stones, a bubbling moan in his throat. Hamish closed his eyes tightly and drew as deep a breath as his injured rib would allow. The dreadful gurgling groan coming from his enemy continued and grew louder. Only one course of action lay open to him, and he would have to act speedily if he wasn't to lose his nerve. With an effort of will, he opened his eyes and looked at the bloody rock still resting in his hand. He laid it down. There was a bigger, heavier rock nearby, and he made himself stand up, ankle and rib throbbing, and fetched it. Normally, he would have had no difficulty carrying such a boulder, but it needed every effort of his will to pick it up. He gritted his teeth and struggled to bring it the couple of yards back to his foe, then dropped it. There was a dull, hollow sound that resounded across the moor. The groaning stopped, and the stone, its work done, rolled over to rest beside a bloody ear. Hamish swallowed again and again as he tried to stop his stomach betraying him. The deed must look like an accident,